Crayola.com.
There's always something new at Crayola Experience at the Florida Mall. Watch your paper creation rock in the spotlight. Plus, 25 exciting hands-on family attractions. Create colorful melted wax spin art, name and wrap your own crayon, and turn your coloring page into a magical 4D adventure. It's a whole new experience every time. Discover the magic of color at Crayola Experience.
Get your discount tickets today at CrayolaExperience.com.
Talk 100.3 FM, traffic and weather.
295 South at Blanding Boulevard, there's an accident. 95 South at Bay Meadows, a broken down car. 295 North on the off-ramp to Main Street, there's been a crash. And on I-10 East at Chaffee, we're seeing backup. A good chance of afternoon thunderstorms today and a high of 93. Partly cloudy this evening and an overnight low of 76.
The Lillian McDermott Show.
We love, we fear, bridges we burn, we make mistakes, then we live and learn. When life gets tough, and it seems like your best ain't good enough. If you're in need of hope, you know where I'll be. I'll be right here. Right here, and when you need a friend, you can count on me. I'll be right here, waiting for you.
This is the place you can always turn to when you need a friend, the Lillian McDermott Show. To reach out to Lillian, visit her on the web at whenyouneedafriend.com. Now, let's all learn together. Here's Lillian McDermott.
Hello, my listening friend. It's so nice we can meet each other on the air on this beautiful, best day ever. And for those of you who are new to the Lillian McDermott radio show, the purpose of the show is to provide a safe place where you can go to when you need a friend. It is my commitment to provide alternative ways to heal, and it is my mission to make awareness, responsibility, and truth a part of our everyday life. And I hope you, my listening, as well as my viewing friends, will feel empowered to embrace a new truth and live the life of your dreams. Today, we have so much information. And of course, anytime Dr. Neil Bernard is on the Lillian McDermott radio show, it's time to fasten your seatbelt because we're going to learn and grow together. For those of you who find yourselves feeling victimized by your DNA, there's so much hope. There's so much hope in today's show. So I want to ask you, do you have diabetes? I'm already getting calls. Okay, yes, here's a book that we're giving away today. And yes, I'm going to say the ninth caller or texter, 407-373-5959, Dr. Neil Bernard's cookbook. It is Reversing Diabetes, 150 Scientifically Proven to Reverse Diabetes. And here's what, I just want to shout this out, without drugs. Okay, so here's the deal. If you believe that you have diabetes because your father had diabetes or your mother had diabetes or somebody in the family had diabetes, we are just going to empower you. Dr. Neil Bernard is going to empower you to the 100 billion gajillion degree, because this world-renowned, best-selling, New York Times best-selling author, who's also a professor, researcher, activist, also an awesome musician, Dr. Neil Bernard, is back to share and give us hope about this cookbook. He has a cookbook. We're going to talk about food and recipes, one of my favorite topics, and how to reverse diabetes without drugs. And I'm sure that this isn't just for people who have diabetes, but if you want to prevent it, that's a little secret. It's good for you too. And so since it is our sole purpose in life to give and receive love and knowledge, I am grateful that Dr. Neil Bernard is here to do just that. Welcome, Dr. Bernard, to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show.
Hey there, Lillian. It's great to see you.
It is nice to see you too. It is always a joy to see you. You are the most generous guest I have. Not only, I just want to share, I want to brag on Dr. Neil Bernard. Not only does he send me little special things in the mail, he signs them, he autographs them, and no one, I'm telling you, Dr. Bernard, no one does that for me. Thank you so much for doing that.
Oh, well, thank you, Lillian. You're getting the word out to a lot of people who really need an important message. So thank you. Right back at you.
Brett, thank you. So share a little bit about you. And I mean, you've written so many books. How many books have you written at this point?
About 20, something like that.
20 books. But yet you took the time to write this cookbook, and it is beautifully illustrated and it has unbelievable recipes. So share a little bit about why you chose to write this book now. Why now?
Well, actually, let me rewind a little bit, because I got into diabetes completely through the back door. When I was a kid, I grew up in North Dakota. We were talking about that before.
Yes.
I grew up in Fargo. I don't know if very many of your listeners have been there, but or they've seen the movie probably. Yeah. But anyhow, my whole extended family raised cattle. That was the kind of family business. But my dad did not like he didn't like raising cattle. And as soon as he was growing up, he got out of it. He went to medical school. And he became the diabetes expert for Fargo, all of eastern North Dakota and western Minnesota. So people who have diabetes, they would go see my dad. And I learned right away that I never wanted to get involved in diabetes, because it was such a boring disease and nobody ever got better. And all that happened was my dad was on the phone to the nurses in the hospital saying, okay, you know, what's their blood sugar today? And he would change their medications. Nobody ever got better. The whole idea was just slowing the decline. Mm. And so when I got into medical school, and it just confirmed it during internship, I thought, this is the last thing I want to get involved in, because people with diabetes, all you're doing is checking blood tests. And then if things don't go well, their vision is affected. They lose good circulation to their feet. Sometimes people end up with amputations, or they would lose kidney function. I thought, that's the last thing I want to do.
Yeah.
However, something happened, which was that a foundation who was doing research on this started asking me, from a medical standpoint, how would you do research on diabetes? And I said, well, if it were me, I wouldn't work on a new drug. I would look at the foods that lead to it, and I would change that and see what we could do. So we ended up doing a whole bunch of research. And I got to tell you, Lillian, the clouds parted. We started to suddenly realize, not only can you reduce the risk that this disease will ever occur, but when people have it, you can turn it around.
Yes.
It's astounding what you can do. For me, diabetes went from being the most boring, kind of hopeless thing to being an exciting place, because you can give people so much hope and power and things that they can do. You're not just a recipient of the latest medication or the latest commercial on TV. You've got power.
So it's absolutely. Great. Absolutely. And be the ninth caller or texter, 407-373-5959. Ninth caller or texter to call 407-373-5959 and win a free copy of Dr. Neil Bernard's cookbook. And we're going to continue our conversation when we return worldwide when you need a friend. We'll be right here waiting for you.
My name is Kelly Gallagher. I'm a 5-time cancer survivor, powered by my 6th pacemaker and a new heart valve. How did I get well? I have the most amazing, incredible, integrative, alternative, complementary, adjunct, and functional medicine doctors that you could ever imagine. And they're all at getyourlifebacknow.live. 2 days, 16 doctors, news you can use. They have all the solutions of how you can take power and charge of your own personal health care.
And if you'd like to purchase this product, please go to getyourlifebacknow.live.
Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us. They pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org. to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3 The Biz cares about you. The Lilly McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you. Have you been injured on the job and don't know what to do? Attorney Terry Bird in Jacksonville, Florida, will explain your benefits under the workers' compensation laws. He has helped clients for over 28 years, and there are no costs or fees unless a recovery is made. Call Terry to learn more, 904-731-0990. That's 904-731-0990 or at lawbyrd.com.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn and grow together. Today's teacher is Dr. Neil Bernard. I'm telling you, you guys are in for a treat every time he's on. I love the doctors that come on that go beyond their education. Dr. Neil Bernard is the founder and president of the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. Responsibility! It's what is about, this is what the show is about, responsibility, taking ownership. We create everything. We create everything in our life. And if we create everything, here's the good news, we can uncreate it. So today, Dr. Neil Bernard is here on the Lillian McDermott Radio Show to give us tips with his new book, Reversing Diabetes. This is 150 recipes. For those of you who think that you are doomed with diabetes, then think again, there is hope. Be the ninth caller or texter, 407-373-5959, and you will get this beautifully illustrated cookbook that will help you reverse. And I had mentioned before, I said prevent diabetes as well, Dr. Neil Bernard. And I know that your father was an expert where you came from in Fargo, but you're picking up the baton and you're going in a totally different direction, aren't you?
That's right. Because with my dad and pretty much every other diabetes doctor, the whole idea was to try to manage it. You never had the idea that you actually improve it or get rid of it. It was just to try to slow the decline. Mm-hmm. In 2003, the National Institutes of Health gave my research team a grant to try to find a diet that would be better than a conventional kind of diabetes diet. And that's what we did. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you a little story.
Absolutely.
A man came into the research study. His name was Vance. And there were two different diets we were testing head to head. One was the conventional diet, where you would limit carbohydrate and cut calories to lose weight. That was the control group, or kind of the best current diet. But the diet we wanted to test out, which we thought might be better, would really set the animal products aside. So there was no meat, no dairy in it, keep oils really low, but you were eating lots of vegetables and fruits and whole grains and beans. And that was the diet that Vance ended up in. And the first thing he said was, you know, I thought this was going to be really hard, but it's actually easy because if instead of meat chili, I make bean chili, or instead of meat sauce on my spaghetti, I put tomato sauce on my spaghetti. Over a year, he lost 60 pounds.
Wow.
The blood sugar came to the absolutely normal range. He stopped his medications and he could walk into any clinic. They would never diagnose him as ever having had diabetes. And this was one of the first people I saw who had this just dramatic change from out of control diabetes to no diabetes. And it was controversial at that time. That was 15 years ago, to say that diabetes went away. And of course, now we see it all the time.
Well, this is what I've noticed. As you know, my registered service mark is you can take a pill or you can take responsibility. I'm not against the pill. I'm just for taking responsibility. And so people take, and this was what doesn't make sense to me now. It did back then. You take this pill so that you can continue eating the foods that make you sick. It's almost like a pill is permission to remain in the disease. It gets you a little bit better, but not good enough to feel better, to know that there's another way. What can you say about that, Dr. Bernard?
Well, in fact, what you're saying is not only true, but it's been actually the basis of many of the diabetes drugs. So that when dietitians or nurses or doctors will plan a diet and plan medications, they'll say, well, you'll need a certain amount of insulin to cover the carbohydrate you're eating. And this is the way you should eat for your medication. So the whole idea is you're stuck with a disease. You'll never get off your medications. So let's just try to find a balance between the rotten food you're eating and the medications you're going to take. And I thought, wait, stop. What is causing this disease in the first place?
Yes.
And the answer actually came from MR scanners. I'm talking about these big electronic scanners that people use to look at a sore knee or whatever it is. At Yale University, Gerald Schulman and Kit Peterson are great researchers. Our patients go up there, they go into the MRI scanner. And what we do is we look inside the cells of their bodies to find out why glucose is not getting inside, because with the MR scanner, you can see the buildup of fat inside the cells. Mm-hmm. Then we go on this diet, and if it's a vegan diet, there's no animal fat at all. Mm-hmm. We keep the oils low. There's just not much of any kind of fat. The fat that's built up in the cells starts to come out. As the fat comes out, the cell can accept the glucose out of the blood. The blood sugar falls, and the diabetes can go away. I don't mean to say that it goes away for everybody in the same way. For some, it gets better, but it won't go away. For others, it does. But what we're finally doing is tackling the cause of this disease, which is the fat buildup inside the cells, which is a new idea for people.
Isn't it amazing that it's so simple, but yet we complicate it? The pharmaceutical industry has hijacked our brains, really, and the food industry as well. And I say this all the time. I believe they're in cahoots with one another because they feed one another. They help each other. They're like a referral buddy. Here, if you eat this, eventually you're going to have to take these pills so that you can continue eating my food. So here's the thing. In your book, you do a really good job at kind of explaining the different kinds of diabetes. And so there's the 1 and 2. And of course, we've talked about 3, which is the link with Alzheimer's and diabetes. So, but let's talk about 1, 2, and you also have gestational diabetes in your cookbook. So let's talk a little bit about that so people understand the differences and why this cookbook will help all three.
Okay. The most common kind of diabetes is type 2. It's 90% of cases. And in that case, the pancreas is making insulin, and the insulin goes to the cells and acts like a little key to open up the cell so that sugar can go inside. And the pancreas is still making it. The problem is the cell is resisting that key. It's not opening up to glucose. And that's because of the buildup of fat. Type 1 diabetes, that's where the pancreas has just stopped making insulin altogether. And we have some clues about why that happens and how to prevent that. Mm-hmm. And then the third form is gestational diabetes. Gestational diabetes is when obviously a woman is pregnant and she's got diabetes that looks just like type 2. Mm-hmm. When she's not pregnant anymore, it goes away. But it's a shot across the bow that type 2 is in her future unless she makes some changes. So our research has been on type 2, but we use the same diet for people with type 1.
Very good. Okay. So also in the book, you talk about metformin. There's a bit of a challenge in there. So let's talk about metformin. Let's talk about these drugs and the side effects. Like, say I'm taking these pills now because I want to continue eating the way I do, instead of saying, if I change this, I don't need the drug. It's a simple shift. So let's talk about metformin, these drugs that people take, and how it affects their body and how we can get rid of all of that.
Sure. And first of all, let me say it's totally understandable that people will take medications. They go to the doctor and they don't envision that a change in their diet could really help. And they probably have changed their diet in other ways. They did some weight loss approach or they avoided carbs and it didn't make their diabetes go away. So they figured it was all genetics. And we will use medications too in the event that a person, for whatever reason, is not quite getting to goal.
Sure.
However, the vast majority of cases, the focus has really got to be on food. Metformin is usually the first drug that people use for a person with type 2. And the scenario is always the same. Okay, you've got diabetes. Oh my God, do I have diabetes? Yes. Here's your prescription for metformin, 500 milligrams a day. And then the patient comes back in 3 months. Oh, it's not really working very well. Let's up your dose. And then they eventually get up to 1,000. And anybody's got diabetes, they're nodding their head.
I'm nodding my head and I don't have diabetes. I think you're speaking to all of us.
They get up to 1,000 milligrams twice a day, and the doctor says, I can't push it any higher. Well, the patient says, what can I do? My numbers all look terrible. And the doctor says, well, I can add a second medication. And the patient says, what? You know, you got to add, I got to take two. And then they max that one out too. And then the doctor says, we're not getting to where we need to be. I know that needles sound uncomfortable. And the patient says, stop, wait. You're going to tell me I got to inject insulin now? And the doctor says, it's not as bad as you think. And they have this big discussion. And at that point, I want to jump into the exam room and say, let's look at the cause of this disease. Before we go further, let's look at the cause of the disease, which is the buildup of fat particles in the cell. We can get them out, or we can reduce them by making some diet changes, and it's not hard to do. And so but it does mean sitting down, planning out a healthy diet, putting it to work, and then being in touch with your doctor as the doctor now takes you off the medications gradually, slowly, one by one by one. And that is so empowering when patients come off their drugs.
You know, but doctors are, I've seen so many documentaries. I don't know if it was the Eating You Alive that you were featured in, or Forks Over Knives, where I think it was Eating You Alive, where the patient says, you know, my doctor says, what are they trying to do? Take you off your medication? It's like doctors don't even think that this is a possibility, because they've been conditioned to manage the medication. Yeah. As opposed to get the patient healthy. And I think it's sad, because even nutritionists that are supposed to be telling you, hey, no, don't have this, they'll say, oh, everything in moderation. Okay, well, do we want diabetes in moderation? And the answer to that is no, we don't want diabetes. We don't want diseases that are caused secondary diseases because we're eating poorly. So what can you say about that so that we can empower ourselves?
Yeah. Oh, it is so true. Doctors are sometimes the last people to know. I got an email from a patient in England, a man in England. I didn't know him. He was in a diabetes clinic in England. Yeah. He wrote to me because his doctor called him up. The doctor had done some blood tests on him and then said he had diabetes. 3 months later, he did the repeat blood test. In the meantime, the patient had picked up my book and he followed the results. So the doctor saw his follow-up blood test. He called the patient up. He said, I need you to get back to the clinic. I need you to come back right away. It's about your blood tests. And the patient was in a panic.
Yeah.
And, oh my God, what did they find? And the doctor sat him down and he said, what have you been doing? The patient said, well, I just went on a vegan diet, low-fat vegan diet. And the doctor said, because you don't have diabetes anymore. Your blood tests are better than mine. And I didn't even have diabetes. So the point being, the patients are now educating the doctors about things that they have done. Now, I have to say, this is changing. One of my co-researchers here, Dr. Hanna Kaliova, is at the American Diabetes Association right now. She gave a speech yesterday. And I think the future is bright. More and more people are getting this message. Last night, I was invited to speak at the Medical Society here in Washington. And we had a really good reception, and everybody was waving the cookbook around. So it still takes time to push to turn the battleship. But we are making progress. There are patients getting it. There are doctors getting it. There are people in the media getting it, too.
Well, let's talk, because that's wonderful, Dr. Bernard. It is so nice that you are doing things like this that will empower people. People are just like, what? You can eat your way to health? Yes, you can. And so with your book, why this cookbook now? You've written over 20 books, and this cookbook is really beautifully illustrated, some wonderful recipes, and we're going to talk about some of these recipes too. But why did you feel like now is the time?
Actually, my publisher called me up because I already have a book called Dr. Neil Barnard's Program for Reversing Diabetes.
Yes.
It's been out for 10 years, and we just did a revision of the book, Dr. Neil Barnard's Program for Reversing Diabetes. The publisher said, everyone is calling us and they want more recipes. So would you please do a book called Dr. Neil Barnard's Cookbook for Reversing Diabetes? And I have somebody I work with named Drina Burton, who lives in Vancouver, and she's the world's greatest recipe developer. And these beautiful ones you see on the cover, those are Drina's recipes. So anyway, I called up Drina and I said, we've got to do this because people with diabetes want more choices and want more things they can do. So we decided to do it. It was so fun. And my job was to do the tasting.
You're the taste tester. Okay. So today we have a free copy of Dr. Neil Barnard's cookbook for reversing diabetes. It's 150 recipes. Be scientifically proven to reverse diabetes without drugs. And I'm telling you right now, it's for prevention as well. Be the ninth caller, 407-373-3733. 5959. Call her to leave a message or text her 407-373-5959 and get your copy of this wonderful cookbook and start getting better. We're going to continue our conversation with Dr. Neil Bernard when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
Right here waiting for you.
FM 100.3, W262 AG Jacksonville, AM 1600, WZNZ Atlantic Beach Jacksonville. Talk 100.3 FM.
The president's press secretary, who offered a classy response when snubbed by a Virginia restaurateur, says it's unacceptable for Trump backers to be harassed in public. Supreme Court watchers have a lot to watch for this week, with the high court's current term rapidly drawing to a close. Number of high-profile cases remain. Ravenous wildfires have chased thousands from their homes in Northern California, the biggest fire raging in Lake County. It's about 120 miles north of San Francisco. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures are now up 1 point. NASDAQ futures ahead 15 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Spearfishing has or will strike your business, wreaking havoc on your employees, brand, and your bottom line. Spearfishing can't be stopped by traditional email security solutions because messages appear to be legitimate from your boss, a trusted colleague, or a vendor asking you to wire money, confirm login credentials, or worse. Barracuda Sentinel is artificial intelligence for real-time spear phishing and cyber fraud defense. Reclaim your email in minutes with zero impact on network performance. Visit barracuda.com/AI.
This is how Joseph Sempervivo is using the new tax cuts at Joseph's Light Cookies.
When this tax bill was signed into law, it gave raises to all of our team members, ranging from $3,500 to $4,000 a year. We sent out a message saying a tax cut to us is more money for us to give to you, to reward you for that hard work. That's what tax cuts do.
If you're a business owner, tell us how you're using the tax cuts. Go to taxcutswork.com and share your comments. That's taxcutswork.com.
Talk 100.3 FM, traffic and weather.
295 South at Blanding Boulevard, there's an accident. 95 South at Bay Meadows, a broken down car. 295 North on the off-ramp to Main Street, there's been a crash. And on I-10 East at Chaffee, we're seeing backup. A good chance of afternoon thunderstorms today and a high of 93. Partly cloudy this evening and an overnight low of 76.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. If you're interested in buying a fine quality diamond, but might start with a smaller diamond and then over time grow that to a larger size diamond, at Underwoods we have a way to do that, and we've been doing it for more than 50 years. We call it Grow a Diamond, and here's how it works. When a customer buys an Underwood engagement ring, solitaire diamond pendant, or a pair of ear studs, we guarantee they get the price they paid for it on the purchase of any bigger diamond. Now, a lot of stores would say, big deal, we do that too, but here's the Underwood difference. We guarantee you get what you paid when you trade in your Underwood diamond, even if you're only trading up by $1. It's not that you have to trade up 2 for 1 like most jewelers ask. We've done this with thousands of customers through the years, so if you're interested in growing a diamond, come by and see us at Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, or the Shops at Ponte Vedra.
Transmission problems? Call Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where you get the work done right the first time by the experts. I'm Robin Sidbury, the owner. Our techs can service all makes and models, and we provide a nationwide warranty, so you have the peace of mind knowing we solve your transmission troubles fairly and honestly and guaranteed nationwide. Call us at Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where quality counts. Get traction. Call Action at
744-0755.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn and grow together. Today's teacher is Dr. Neil Bernard. I am so excited every time he's on the show. His fresh and just sweet disposition just touches my heart every time that he's on. And he's very generous, and we're giving away a book today for the ninth caller to leave a message or text her. So if you're calling, please leave a message. 407-373-5959. If you're texting, all you have to do is, me want some cookbook. Okay, so this is the Neil Bernard Cookbook for Reversing Diabetes, 150 recipes, beautifully illustrated. These are scientifically proven to help you reverse and prevent diabetes. So for those of you who are just tuning into the show for the first time, just know that this show is about taking ownership. We have been told that we are victims of our DNA. The reality is only a few, like maybe 2-3%, maybe let's just say 5%, just to round it up to 5%, might be victims of their DNA. But for the rest of us, it's not so. We are empowered. I want to empower all of you to learn a new truth about health and wellness and all the things that we can do for ourselves that we're not told. We are told that we're not enough. We're told so many different lies. And now it's turn. It's our turn to learn a new truth. And I want to encourage you to learn this new truth with me at whenyouneedafriend.com. Go to whenyouneedafriend.com, become a subscriber. Do it now. Because if you tell me you're going to do it later, nah, it's a lie. We lie to ourselves all the time. Yeah, this is the only time I'm going to eat the sugar. No, it's not going to happen. You're going to eat the whole bag. Because things are designed for you to become addicted right away. The best way for me to overcome addiction, cold turkey. That's it. Cold turkey. Just get off of it. You don't need it. Your body doesn't need it. Yes, you might go through a little craving there, but there are little tips in this book to fight some craving tips. So there's going to be ways for you to get empowered to retrain your taste buds. Go to whenyouneedafriend.com, become a subscriber, and make sure that while you're there, you check out my social media, like me on social media, like me on a YouTube video. Oh, by the way, you want to listen to the YouTube video. Dr. Neil Bernard shares his thoughts off the air as well as on the air. So you want to catch every bit of the Lillian McDermott Radio Show. So you want to subscribe to YouTube and my show, whenyouneedafriend.com. When you do that, the show gets sent to you to your email. So that's a gift right there. And so while you're there, make sure you check out my sponsors. Without my sponsors, the show would not occur. So please check out my sponsors and support them the way they're supporting the show. There's so many different ways to learn and grow with me, because this is my classroom, and welcome to my classroom, because I am learning alongside with you. And so I want to encourage you to go to whenyouneedafriend.com again, go to On Demand Podcast, Apple, Google Play Music, iHeartRadio, Spotify, and be the ninth caller or texter, and you will win a copy of Dr. Neil Bernard's cookbook, Reversing Diabetes. And so Dr. Neil Bernard, the number is 407-373-5959. Please leave a message. I will not answer the phone because I am doing the show right now. This is my personal cell phone number, or my cell phone for the radio show. Here we go. So I do not answer that when we are on the air or off the air, because I'm talking to Dr. Neil Bernard. That's who I'm talking to. So Dr. Bernard, thank you so much for your generosity. You don't have to be here, but I'm glad that you are, because you are world renowned. You have 20 bajillion books. And so this is just one of the different ways that you are impacting the world. So thank you so much for that.
Well, thank you. And you're spreading the word to people who are really, really profiting from what you're doing. So
thank you. Okay. So I promised some recipes. Yeah. So let's talk about some of the favorite recipes that you can pinpoint for breakfast, for example. I love the way that I eat for breakfast, and I try to share that with other people, but I always love to learn new recipes for breakfast that can heal every cell in our body. So let's start with that.
Okay, there's lots of different things that people could try this. In this cookbook, some of my favorites There is a recipe called blueberry cornmeal muffins, which are, you know, a muffin can be dripping with butter and be really unhealthy, but it can also be done in a really tasty way. And we put the blueberries in there because those are antioxidant rich. And then we did a little twist on it called cinnamon bun oatmeal and cinnamon wisp pancakes. And so there, now I know as people are hearing this, they're thinking, wait a minute, there's carbohydrate in there. This is going to kill me. We have to understand that carbohydrate releases glucose into your blood. That's your energy. That's your fuel. The problem in diabetes is just that the glucose isn't getting into your cells. So carbohydrate is good as long as it's getting into your cells and powering them rather than building up in the blood. Mm-hmm. So if you're at a restaurant, I have to tell you, I do a funny thing. I'm at a Denny's or, you know, some kind of restaurant near the airport or whatever. And they'll say, what can I eat? And you can get like a bowl of oatmeal if you want to.
Yeah.
But sometimes what I will say is to the server, could you ask the cook to go over to the grill and throw on some asparagus and some mushrooms and some tomatoes and some spinach? And they say, oh, you want an omelet? We got all that stuff. We put it in an omelet. I say, no, I just want you to grill them all. Oh, really? Okay. And so they'll bring me back all these different grilled vegetables and grilled sauteed mushrooms and tomatoes and things, maybe some rye toast, hold the butter, maybe some hash browns or something like that. It's like a banquet, but this is all before 7 a.m.
That's right.
So it's you're teaching other people a thing or two.
Yeah, and the food, and so what do you tell them about the oils? Because when you go to these places, it's high in oils. What do you say about that?
Yeah, it's true with almost any restaurant. They are absolutely in love with grease, whether it's fryer grease or, you know, it could be the top of the line Italian restaurant. It's extra virgin olive oil. They're so proud of it. They're slathering it all over everything. I ask them to keep it really to a minimum. And if you're cooking at home, by the way, we have tips in here a little bit about how to minimize the oil. Yeah. Because you can, it's amazing. You can saute something in a big puddle of grease, but you can also saute it in water, vegetable broth, saute in wine if you want to.
Yes.
These different things. It's a little bit different taste, but you'll really have fun with it. And it dramatically cuts the calories. And this is what allows the diabetes to reverse too, because you're getting the fat out of your cells.
I know. And you know, you hardly ever see me. I think my oil is rancid at this point because I haven't cooked with oil. And you don't need it. And nobody that eats at my house feels like, oh my gosh, where's the oil? I miss the oil. Right. And it's 120 calories per tablespoon. And we never just use a tablespoon. And we add that and it doesn't have the nutrients that we think it has. And so you have some wonderful recipes for, what is this, sweet potato toast?
Yeah, it's exactly what it sounds like. you're gonna have fun with a lot of these things. But by the way, back on oil, just real quick. Let's say a person loves scrambled eggs for breakfast. When I was growing up in Fargo, that's what we always had. And you could scramble tofu as well. But you're gonna think tofu is exactly egg white. You know, it doesn't have much flavor. Egg white doesn't have flavor either. But it kind of picks up the other flavors and you season it. So you're gonna put your tofu in the pan, and suddenly you think, oh my god, it's gonna stick. I think it's good to get a good nonstick pan. And also some of them are kind of 98% nonstick, but you need a little help. If you're going to use any oil, use the spray oil, just a little bzzz, and just the tiniest little bit is really all you need if you happen to be using oil. And most of the time, you don't even need that.
Yeah, and you know, I don't have nonstick. I have the stainless steel pots and pans, and the tofu scramble. If you do something like that, sometimes the water kind of keeps it from sticking to the pan. And there's so many different ways. And if it sticks a little, we can just like scrape it, and you get a little toasty. But that is really good to take the tofu and scrambling it up, and use turmeric to make it a little yellow. So you can trick your vision.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And if you're me, growing up in North Dakota, we never had spicy food because that's kind of the land of Norwegians and Swedes. And we don't know anything about spice. But if you want to chop up a couple jalapenos and make up for lost time, you can.
Yes, nice. Okay, so you have hummus dishes and you have all these different. Okay, so let's talk about a lunch because we all get hungry for lunch.
Yes. One of the things I really like, and this can be lunch or it can be dinner, there's a shepherd's pie, which, you know, you always love it. For those of you who had shepherd's pie, you know, you have the pastries and the vegetables inside. This one has sweet potatoes inside. Mm-hmm. which adds it adds that nice body. Some people would call it a comfort food. I just call it really delicious. But sweet potatoes not only add extra flavor compared to regular potatoes, but when you look at their effect on blood sugar, it's less than a regular potato. I'm talking about the same amount, same calories, but white potatoes tend to raise blood sugar a little faster, sweet potatoes slower. So we use them there and you're going to really love it. There's also, I also like to have bean dishes there as well. There's a higher protein thing. Yeah. There's a white bean dip. I call it the irresistible white bean dip. And you'll see, it really is. It's very flavorful, a little bit spiced up, but put those together and you're going to love it.
Yeah, we're having the Jack's Vegan couple come over to the house this weekend. And so I am going to make some of these recipes for them. I love the tuna salad.
Yep. And by the way, if you're going out to a restaurant, think international. Every single Italian restaurant is more than happy to make you a vegan meal. You know, they've got toppings for spaghetti that don't have meat, don't have cheese. If you're going to the local sushi bar, skip the fish sushi. You can have the cucumber sushi or the gourd sushi. Yeah. Whatever it is, they'll wrap up asparagus and whatever. The miso soups, the salad's really great. You'll get lots and lots of choice.
Absolutely. We just have our Heal Tribe. We just learned how to make sushi, vegan sushi, and the Heal Tribe. I want everybody to join the Heal Tribe. You can call me at 407-373-5959 if you want to learn more about the Heal Tribe. You can also be the ninth caller or texter, 407-373-5959, and win a free copy of this beautiful book. And we're going to continue our conversation with Dr. Neil Bernard worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you. Becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us. They pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3, The Biz, cares about you. When you or a family member is in trouble with the law, it affects the entire family. At times like these, we need an advocate that will listen and guide us. Let me introduce you to Jacksonville criminal defense attorney, Kate Messick. Big or small, your case is her priority, and she will treat you like family. To learn more, call 904-619-2510. That's 904-619-2510 or MESICLaw.com. Office, Jacksonville. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We are happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more information, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn and grow together. And today's teacher, the teacher in the classroom, is Dr. Neil Bernard, and he is giving away a copy of his cookbook. It's called Reversing Diabetes. But I tell you, this is not just for reversing diabetes. This is for prevention as well. So for those of you, these are wonderful recipes. For those of you who think that eating healthy tastes like cardboard, think again. Take your recipes and just learn how to make better informed choices that don't add the fat to your food. And you could become an expert as well. Dr. Bernard, when you think about these recipes that Drina Burton has created, that you were the most generous sampler ever, the most grateful sampler, when you think about that, do you feel like you're missing out on taste, or do you feel like you're missing out on anything? And how do you suggest any tips for people that feel like they're missing out
okay.
on taste if they eat this way?
Yeah, first of all, let me say, when I grew up as a kid, it was a very restricted diet. I mean, it was roast beef, baked potatoes, and corn, you know, except for special occasions when it was roast beef, baked potatoes, and peas. But I mean, we didn't really eat a very diet. Mm-hmm. And then once I started changing my diet and I went to a more plant-based diet, now totally vegan now, it's so varied. It can be an Italian base. It can be Latin American kinds of foods. It can be Chinese, it can be Japanese. There's so many different choices. And in fact, here in the book, I don't know if you can see.
Yeah, what page? What page?
Page 152. Here's okay. the power pasta, which is sort of an Italian theme. And right next to it is Thai red lentils, which is an Asian theme. Mm-hmm. And the point that I'm making is that you can draw on flavors from so many countries. Mm-hmm. And in the red lentils, it's red lentils, super high in power in protein, zero cholesterol, zero fat. So it's very, very tasty. And if I said to you, no, you can't have this, go back to just eating roast beef, baked potatoes, and corn, you know, you're really missing out.
Yeah.
The other thing, though, is you mentioned earlier, as you're eating these foods, that kind of extra thing comes from the fact that you're not just improving your diabetes, but you get all the other benefits. You're losing weight. Your cholesterol mm-hmm. is coming down.
Side effects.
Your blood pressure. Yeah, all good side effects. Your blood pressure
right.
is coming down. Everything's getting better at the same time.
And the food is tasty. Like I'm looking at this Thai red lentils. You also have barbecue lentils. I mean, people think that, you know, it's okay. I'm going to have steamed vegetables all day long for the breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And then at night, I'm going to cry myself to sleep. This is not the way you lose weight. This is not the way you lose weight.
And oh, no, look at the desserts. I've got.
Yeah. Let's talk about desserts. Yeah.
Yeah, on page 208, it's a chocolate cake, but we called it chicky chocolate cake because what we actually decided to use was chickpea flour.
Yep.
Which is really fun because what it does, its effect on blood sugar is very, very small, but it adds a little more substance and the flavor is just out of this world. So for all those people who they were told, you can never have sugar, you never have carbs, you can never have chocolate, da-da-da-da-da. Now, you do want to be smart with how you use these things, but that's what we've done here with this book. As well as guidance for how you take the same kind of themes with you when you travel or when you go to a restaurant or something like that.
Yeah, you have got strawberry chia pudding, banana bread and ice cream,
yep.
India's pie, baked apples, salted caramel sauce. I mean, this is what we need to start thinking instead of missing out on. Oh, I can't stop eating meat. I don't want to let go of my my sugar. I don't want to let go of my sodas. But what you're saying is, in essence, and this is what I'm hearing, because this is how I translate what you're telling me as a life coach and as a human being, what I hear is I'm not willing to give up my diabetes. I'm not willing to give it up. What do you say about that, Dr. Bernard?
I completely understand. And I have to say, let me draw an analogy from a smoker. A smoker, they like being a smoker and the fact they like how they light up. They like the taste. They like that little kick of nicotine in the head. And when they quit, they also like being a non-smoker. They love being a non-smoker and think my clothes don't smell. My fingers don't smell. People don't, you know, I like the fact that I'm going to be healthy. So people like being a meat eater. They like bacon and sausage. But then when they break free from that, they really like not doing that stuff. They discover, and there's a little moment of awkwardness when you quit smoking.
Yeah.
And, you know, you get through it. There's a moment of awkwardness when you're changing your diet, but this diet is easier. It's not even a diet because you're not restricted.
It's a lifestyle change. Yes.
It's a lifestyle change. You're not limiting carbs. You're not limiting calories. You're eating foods. You're feeling comfortable. You're exploring new things. And the other thing you discover when you're at the store, you see there's a world of cool foods you didn't know about.
Yeah.
And then you discover there are so many other cookbooks that have similar kinds of recipes. There are great DVDs and books, and the world is changing, and you have power you never realized before. So my goal with this is to open the door and let people go through and see that they can. You're not going to live forever, but let's live well while we're living, so that instead of being in this gradual decline where I'm gaining weight, I'm losing my vision, let's keep all that stuff for as long as we have, so that we can be there for our loved ones and for ourselves.
Yeah, I want to add to that. We're not going to live forever. You're absolutely right. But how do we want to die? Nobody really ever thinks about how do you want to die? I want to die like healthy as can be in my sleep because I lived a long life and it was time for me to go. I don't want to drown in my lungs. I don't want to, you know, so I want to, you know, I don't want it to be traumatic. Some people are like in their 50s and they're already started the dying process and they might live another 30 years sick. That to me is not living. And so if we change the way we look at things, which is a quote that I saw more than 25 years ago that Wayne Dyer said, it, when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. Yes. You know, when I gave up and I changed my lifestyle because it was affecting me, when I did that, I was made fun of, Dr. Bernard. I was like an outcast, and people would make fun of me. Oh, you're gluten-free, you're dairy-free. Oh my gosh, what else? You're hypochondriac, all those things. But I think we've come a long way. I think people see that the side effects now, I mean, I'm 55, but I don't feel 55.
Yeah, and I got you beat, I got to tell you.
yeah, and you don't look your age either, sir.
Yeah. Well, here's what I'm, you know, you're right. We're not going to live forever. But what I want to do is at least be able to do the things I love. And I feel
exactly
kind of the same as I did when I was 18. And I think my plan is I'm going to die at age 120, driving in the Monaco Grand Prix. I'm going to hit the wall and die in a flaming inferno. And that'll be.
I love it. You're going to die in style. You see, that's the thing. You know, it's like we're not even thinking about that aspect of it. We just think that this is, we've bought a pack of lies saying that as you get older, you're going to look older, you're going to get wrinkled, you're not going to want to do the things that you want to do, your taste is going to change. Why not change that? What do we have to lose?
Right.
We have everything to gain by just trying something different, but it's that psychological component, and that's your background. What can you tell us about that, Dr. Bernard, to get us there?
Most important thing, realize that even if we've kind of goofed up until now, we can turn things around. We can reverse many of these processes, but focus on the short term. If people are listening to this, they might think, well, is he right or isn't he right? Don't give up that skepticism. You're right to be skeptical because you hear all kinds of nonsense. So what I encourage people to do is to take 7 days, 1 week, and just try out different foods, whether they're from my cookbook or plant-based foods from other sources. Just try them out. See the ones that you like. That'll take 7 days. Then step two, after you've done that, now take 3 weeks and do it all vegan all the time. I mean, totally plant-based, but 3 weeks, very short time frame. If you don't like it, you can skip it. But if you like it, stick with it. What happens to almost everybody is after 3 weeks, two things happen. Physically, they're healthier. Their blood sugar is coming down, their weight's coming down, their energy is better, their digestion is finally making sense. And then the other thing is their tastes are starting to change. They're leaving behind the things that got them into trouble, and they're starting to find new cool foods. So focus on the short term, just one step at a time, and the world is going to bring you to a whole cool.
I love that vision. I share your vision, Dr. Bernard. Thank you so much for helping us and give us some tools. The book is called Dr. Neil Bernard's Cookbook for Reversing Diabetes, 150 Recipes Scientifically Proven to Reverse Diabetes Without Drugs. This is with Drina Burton. She created all the recipes with Dr. Neil Bernard. as her taster. I think that's really a wonderful thing. Thank you so much. And for those of you, my listening friend, this is Lillian McDermott wishing you love, peace, joy, and unexpected abundance. Make it the best day ever. That's good.
The opinions and advice expressed on the Lillian McDermott Radio Show are intended for the individual callers and guests on the program and are presented to our wider audience solely for general educational purposes. Please act responsibly and consult personally with your own medical, psychological, or nutritional expert before taking any steps to improve your life.